Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice on the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a
reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice came from heaven, said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, congratulations on getting out in the cold weather. Several years ago, I had a habit of meeting on Thursday mornings with two other clergy. We met in a coffee shop, and we were friends. One was a Methodist, the other a Baptist. One day, the Methodist minister and I arrived before our Baptist friend, and the Methodist said, "Just wait till Joe gets here." And so when Joe arrived, my Methodist friend said, "Let's talk about baptism this morning." Now remember, we Episcopalians pour water over the person to be baptized. Methodists sprinkle. Baptists immerse. So my Methodist friend said to Joe, "Now tell me, if I get the water up to here, is he or she baptized?" "Well, no." "What about up to here?" "Well, no." "Up here?" He said, "Yeah, it's got to be over the head." And my Methodist friend says, "That's where we began." Well, while pouring is the norm for us, we will immerse. I once served a parish in Memphis that had a swimming pool next to it. And I kept waiting for somebody to want to be immersed. I really wanted that to happen. I sort of buy into the baptismal axiom, the wetter, the better. So at baptisms, I splash a lot of water on the child. Regardless of the amount of water, baptism is the prime sign of becoming a Christian. Most of us were baptized as infants, and we constantly need reminding of why we were given the grace that comes with baptism and what it means. It's a powerful, powerful symbol, but it's really more than a symbol. We believe it is a sacrament. Remember the definition of a sacrament? Of course you do. It's an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. The outward and visible sign in baptism is water, in which the person is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The inward and spiritual grace in baptism is union with Christ in his death and resurrection, birth into God's family, the church, forgiveness of sins, and new life in the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, you know that. You remember your catechism, I know. But the most important thing to remember is that God is the chief actor. Baptism is a symbol of his love for humanity. It is a symbol of his hope for you and for me to live in him. On this first Sunday after the Epiphany, we always celebrate the baptism of our Lord in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. Jesus didn't need to be baptized. And at first, John objects. As we read in Matthew's gospel, John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus prevailed and was baptized. And as he came up from the water, a voice from heaven was heard, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." By his baptism, Jesus identified with humanity. By his baptism, Jesus was connecting with us. Connections, relationships, they sustain us, they nurture us, they support us, they identify us. We are who we are by definition of our connections. I think I've told you before, when I was a teenager, I remember my mother saying to me, sometimes shouting at me as I left the house to go out with my friends, "Remember who you are. Remember who you are." I suppose she was hoping that would keep me from wrongdoing. And sometimes it worked. In a similar way, God is saying to us through our baptism, "Remember who you are." That's what God was doing at Jesus' baptism. He was saying to the world, "Remember who Jesus is. This is my Son." The baptism of Jesus showed his connection with the Father. And in our baptism, we find our connection to the Father. We enter into the status of children of God, and we discover our connectedness. But the connection that's made in baptism is not just vertical. It's not just between God and me. It's also a horizontal connection. All who are baptized into Christ become members of Christ and members of one another. We belong to one another. We become brothers and sisters in him through our participation in our baptism. Some of the more evangelical churches speak of their members as brothers and sisters. In the Episcopal Church, that's not our tradition. But that practice is exhibiting an important truth, and that is we are connected as members of a family, are connected as brothers and sisters, are connected. We are connected not because of what we are or what we've done, but because of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. And it begins in our baptism. In baptism, we are forgiven our sins. And perhaps we need to be reminded of that truth time after time. When forgiveness happens, a person gains a new orientation in life. When forgiveness happens, a person is given the gift of new possibilities. When forgiveness happens, a person gets a new motivation for forgiving others. And my friends, don't forget this truth. Forgiveness has happened. Forgiveness is happening. Forgiveness will happen. And God does that. We are connected to God's forgiveness in our baptism. And now we can live as forgiven people. And doesn't the world need forgiveness now? I shudder when I hear the news of rampant hate crimes, of shootings at airports, or here in our own neighborhoods in Chattanooga. Violence racks the world, and sin seems to reign. And to despair is tempting. But remember this, God is still working his purpose out. And we must not despair, but live in the hope of the salvation of all. Don't forget what St. Peter said in this morning's second lesson from the Acts of the Apostles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. Peter lived in a time of great violence. His life was ended by being crucified upside down. And yet, in the midst of that horrific time, he never lost hope. He knew that God accepted and loved all who feared him. And Peter devoted himself to teaching that love to the world. You and I are connected through our baptism to the God who sees all as his beloved children. It began with Jesus' baptism. It continues in our baptism, and it's all about being connected to God and to each other. You and I need to continually be reminded of who we are and just how much God loves us. And that's why I enjoy the asperges at the end of this service, when I sprinkle you with holy water. And I see you ducking, and you see me laughing. But it's a joyful thing, because that water is a joyful reminder of our baptism, that you and I are God's beloved children through our baptism. So don't forget who you are. Amen. This time we'll have the renewal of our baptismal vows. If you'll turn to page 292 in the prayer book, standing. Page 292. Please stand. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I
do. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace, in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. I'm sorry. I guess I need to stand, don't I? Stand back up. It's liturgical exercise.
In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work. For this community, the nation, and the world. For the just and the proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For the peace and the unity of the Church of God. For Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, George, our bishop, for David, our rector, for Pat, our priest associate, and for all of us as ministers who share in God's work through this parish and in our lives, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in this church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially those that are on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Karen, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, are there any other petitions? Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Jerry McMahon, Terry Jeter McAvoy, Will Marsden, Linda Pennebaker, Chuck Carpenter, and Bill Travis. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace, James. Peace. Peace be with you. Peace. Be with you. Peace. Beginning of the study of the saints, so you are most welcome to come. Breakfast is at 9, class at 9:15. We continue to collect socks for the homeless. They're out there, and we ask you to participate in that. Are there any other announcements to be made? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the River Jordan, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.